Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean this is a tough time, and you know, this is the time where it's easy to point fingers at people, and but the one thing about this organization, this team, this coaching staff, the players, you know, we're going to come together, and you know, through adversity, through training camp and OTAs, little things that's happened, you know, I've been able to witness that. So that's the promising thing for this moment right now, but very disappointed, but not discouraged. Jay, you know, played well. The thing I was impressed about Jay's performance today, it wasn't, you know, like last week where he threw some amazing balls, but his poise and keeping us together in the huddle, you know, even on the sideline, even myself, I was really excited and anxious about this game, and, you know, him just being there for me, just telling me just to take it easy, and we have four quarters. So, you know, I love Jay and his leadership. You know, can't say enough about him and what he brings to our offense and his team.
I mean, honestly, I was just trying to worry about my new position. I wasn't, you know, looking at it the whole, you know. I had great help from senior lineman, I mean, veteran lineman Garza. He helped me out through the whole game, so credit that to how well he coaches me, you know, play by play.
I can't never really judge that. He never judged the will of a man. He did a good job, and he won. Congrats for him. You know, the big thing is that we gotta lick our wounds and get better and win next week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were trying to create a takeaway at the end of the game and wasn't able to get one. So, you know, they drove down, scored a touchdown, you know, take the lead.
And we always want to win the game, especially when it's in overtime and it comes down like that. So, you know, like I said in the beginning, I wish we could have took more time off the clock so it wouldn't have to, you know, be like that. We ran the ball well, I think. You know, we started off slow. Wasn't getting that 4 yards of carry, but towards the in the second half, I think, really, when we picked it up, we started running the ball a lot better. Yeah, he's a big-time receiver. You know, he makes plays when there's you know, when the ball's in the air, he's going to attack it. So, you know, he's 6'5", long arm. So, you know, that was a great play that he made, you know, for us to, you know, be able to tie the game up and go into overtime.
There was just plays where, I mean, we should have made. I mean, you just can't get those back. And it's a hard pill to swallow because we definitely should have, some of those third downs, we definitely should have got off the field and put it back in our offense hands to win the game for us. And, just couldn't do it.
You know, it's not a good feeling. You know, it's the one that, you know, we just need to get back in the film, you know, improve on what we didn't do well, come back next week against the Vikings and get a win.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.